And now another edition of our occasional series, In Your Ear. That's where we ask some of our guests about the music that they like. Today we hear from poet Kwame Alexander. He's the author of 16 books and producer of the Capital Bookfest Literary Festival. Alexander frequently looks to music for inspiration at each step of his creative process, and today he shares the songs that make his words flow.
I'm Kwame Alexander. Whenever I'm writing, I go through this process of thinking. And inevitably, the best thing for me to listen to while I'm thinking is bossa nova. It's something about that coolness, that melancholy, that pensiveness that gets me really thinking. So what comes to mind is Antonio Carlos Jobim's Wave, one of my favorite pieces to listen to. After I finish that thinking, I go into writing. And I need to have music that's going to be uplifting, inspiring, and really just sort of hip and on the edge. And so, of course, I'm going to choose jazz. One of my favorite pieces is Horace Silver's piece, Filthy McNasty. One time I was listening to that piece and actually ended up writing a whole book based on that one song. Once the books are written, I've got to get out and meet the audiences. I've got to read. I've got to perform. And on my way to each gig, invariably, I am going to pump up some music that's going to get me hype, get me excited. And, you know, most times that's hip hop. But to be really specific, there's this one artist who's like on the cutting edge of hip hop and like techno and just really high energy, that boom bap. And that's Victor Duplay.
Come and take a ride.
Got some pretty incredible music, especially this song Messages has a message. I mean, it has a point to it, and it's very inspiring. It's informative and entertaining. And at the same time, before I'm heading to a performance, this song has so much boom bap in it. It has so much hype. It has so much energy that, you know, by the time I get in front of an audience, I am ready to deliver, ready to perform, ready to get out here and do the right thing, W-R-I-T-E.
Come dance with me.
That was poet Kwame Alexander telling us what's playing in his ear. In just a few minutes, he'll join us along with award-winning poet Nikki Giovanni to talk to us about her new anthology, The 100 Best African-American Poems. He helped bring it together. That's coming up on Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.